Okay, we left off yesterday in Tosas. I wanted to finish up and then discuss briefly a very, very excellent question that Gabe, and I assume Nissim, but not here, came up with, which we'll address briefly. But as we sort of recap what Tosas says. So yesterday, I believe that we were up to, Tosas had posited a claim that, which is, by the way, not an unreasonable claim, that shutfim, the right to say that since we were shutfim and it's in my reshus for 8 months, that's a sign, that's proof that you sold it to me, that's not a crazy idea, right? There are limits. Depending on what you're talking about also, which we might say it's kind of not reasonable to say that I can leave my stuff in your reshus forever and it's just assumed that it's still joint property. So Tosa says that what the Gemara's explanation later was pshita, that yes, if stuff fell into one reshus, if it falls down, of course you split it. Why would you not think to split it? It meant even though it went fell into somebody's reshus. Nonetheless, when we have something that if we were to see it, and this, by the way, is the crucial nakuda. If you look at the Rashba's formulation, but I don't remember, it may not be, I don't know if it's in this Rashba or it's a different Rashba in Daf Dalid. I don't think it's here. I think it's a different section of the Rashba. The crucial nakud of Tosas is the idea that even though when we first encounter something, it's in so-and-so's Rashus, he still doesn't, the Muchsakus doesn't work to win automatically. Why? Because we know that had we seen this when it was standing, we would not that we would have known it was shutfus. We wouldn't have known, but neither one would have been muhsak. And since, and then neither one was muhsak, now that one is muhsak doesn't mean anything. Because we know the wall's going to fall, and it typically doesn't fall straight down like Yericho. So the fact that it's now my Rishos doesn't prove anything. And the other Rishonim do not accept that. The Rashba explicitly rejects that, but I think that's the sort of common denominator whether they articulate it or not. That you can only say, when we say, I mean, Tosas is radical because it's not just that he's, in other words, the other Rishonim would agree that if we knew, when we discover these bricks, these stones that have fallen down into one Rishus, but we can tell that they fell from a wall in between. Right? That's always an issue. If you can't tell that these stones fell from a wall that was divided in the Hatzer, then of course one party has a migo to say, well, they certainly have the right to say they're mine, because you could say there never was a wall, or I built the wall myself, or whatever else. But assuming that we can recognize this came from a joint wall, the other Rishonim would say that in order to do away with his Mokzakus, you would have to know that it was a wall of Shutfim. Not the way Tosa says, it was a safek to us, because we know that these stones came from the wall. And if we were looking at the wall, we wouldn't know whose they were. Nobody's mosak, and therefore nobody can be mosak now either. There's a very interesting question the Rashba asks, which I was not intending on exploring, which I'm not really going to explore. Is that true that neither one is mosak? When the wall is standing, who's mosak? Why? What's that? No, you're making an assumption. What gives you the right to assume that? If you assume that one can force the other, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then that's an umdana that they're shutfen. And then everything follows from that. But Tosas is saying, remember Tosas is kasha, guys. This is what you have to keep focused on. The way Tosas read the Mishnah, which everybody sort of does, is because one party can force the other to build that wall, there's an umdana. There's an Anan Sade that they built the wall b'shutfus. There's a Gemara on Daf Dalet Amid Beis that implies, the way Tosas reads it, when you have a wall with no in a bika with no chazis on either side, the Gemara suggests that in that case also, and Tosas is assuming there's no umdana there. We have no idea who built it. So Tosas says nonetheless, when it falls, neither one can get a chazaka automatically, even though it's in his rishus. So Tosa says that's a case where you can't force the other party to do it. And still we say you can't get a chazaka. That's what Tosfos is machadish. That had I seen the wall and the bikkah standing, what would I have assumed? The answer is nothing. I would have known nothing. But neither one was mosak, and now they can't get mosakas. So why in the Mishnah does a chatzer require, why does a chatzer require that I could force the two to build it in the first place in order to prevent one person from getting chazaka, to be the fikach im nafal ha-makom ha-akosa ha-makom ha-nushal shneim? So Tosus says that neither one was mosak before. And still, because if we saw it, and we know it was there, we didn't see it, but we knew. We can project backwards. Therefore, and neither's mosak, but it's a safek. Therefore, that carries over here. But the Rashba, and the other Rishonim don't agree with Tosus. Meaning, if there truly were no mosak, that's what I said. If there were no mosak, and you didn't have this compelling reason that one could force the other, then possession would be 9/10 of the law. But the Rashba asks, beyond that, forgetting about lefikach im nafal, because one can force the other to build it, it's b'cheska shneim. He says, when the wall was standing, it was b'cheska shneim. Why? Elimelech.
Don't go there.
Just talk about chatzar. I don't want to give the answer he's going to throw to Kasha. I want to stand the Rashba asked the question. Why does he think that they're both mosak? When I come to, it doesn't really matter, bika chatzar. I come and I see a wall standing. Why does he think they're both mosak? Whose karka is it? That's what Tosus writes, that when the Mishnah says, and so does the Rashba, that's his assumption, the Havamin in his question. Is lefikach im nafal akosel hamakom v'avanim shel shneim? They say, what do you have to tell us makom? In other words, the whole point of lefikach is, even though it fell into one person's rishus, in other words, he's mosak on the stones. He's not mosak on the karka any more than the other guy. That was the Rashba's kasha. Well, that's his kasha. In other words, without the lefikach, without the I can force you to build a wall, therefore we assume a shutfim, aren't we both mosak on the wall when it's standing? Because it's standing on your property and my property. So the answer the Rashba gives is no. How do we know that it's shared property? It's true you could say, you're always mosak on your karka, but derech klal, you're always mosak wherever it is. If we know it was yours previously. But we don't really actually know who the makom was. Here he would say that, here the Rashba would say, if I found this makom with a wall built on it, mistama, I would, and I know this side is yours and this side is his, it's probably like shnayim ochasin. And we split the makom. But we don't know that bivadaus enough to say that that makom is so definitely split between the two of you, and therefore the wall is on that makom, and therefore you each mosak on half of the wall. That you don't say. Because if you did say they were each mosak on half of the wall, you wouldn't need the Mishnah lefikach, because they can force one another to build bal karchem. Right? Tosus' kasha is that granted, ignore the Rashba's kasha, assume the wall when it's standing is not b'cheska shneim. But Tosus is saying, even so, and Tosus said, even without that, and even if neither party could force each other to build a wall, but the Chazis Gemara and Daftalam and Beis suggests that when we look at a situation and we have no idea who it belongs to, and we already have a suffix, and now from that point onward, the wall falls into one person's rishus, so Tosus says, you can't get a chazaka that way. Possession's not 9/10 of the law. You see that from Chazis. And there hence is kasha, why does the Mishnah require? Why does the Mishnah require that you can force the guy to build Bal Karcho in order to prevent someone from getting a chazaka? Conceptually, you know, remove Tosus's teretz is to say, in hachinami, it doesn't matter whether we have an umdana that you were shutfin, or whether we just had no idea and there was an ambiguity if we were looking at the wall at the start. Neither one could get a simple chazaka. They couldn't. And Tosfos adds something to which, even though the Rashba disagrees with on the larger point, there are Rishonim who agree with the smaller point. Tosfos says that any situation, either of these two, both in the Mishnah, meaning when I can force it to build the wall with me, and in the Bikkur case, where I can't force him, and there's no causes whatsoever, there's no evidence, in both those cases, even in the Mishnah's case, Tosfos says, if you left the stuff of the other guy's Rishus for a very long time, they could say Lakuach Ubiyadi, the Neman. So what's the difference between the two cases? Tosfos says, what if you want to claim you built the wall yourself? So in the case where there's no chazis on either side, and we have no idea looking at this wall who it belongs to, whether it was b'shutfus or one party. So if you can say, lakuach ubiyadi, you have a migo, and therefore you can say, I built it myself. And it doesn't contradict anything that we know that we are non-zadeh. Why? Because Tosfos agrees. When I look at a wall in the bikkah, or if I had a wall in the chatzer and you weren't able to force the other party, it's not an anan sade that it belongs to both of them. It's an anan sade that we know nothing. It's very important in life, by the way, to know the things that you know and know the things that you don't know. And it's usually the latter that gets you in trouble. So when I look at that wall in the Bikkah, and when I look at that wall in the Mishnah, if you couldn't force the other part of the Chatzer, I know nothing. If you have a migo, that if you could have said Lakuch Miyadi, now you said I built the wall yourself, you win. No problem. Either time. But what the Mishnah is telling us, with Lafikach, is that in a chatzir, when, or in a scenario in which you were able to force the other party to build, still, if the thing falls down, and it's in one person's rishus, and it sits there a long time, you could say lakuach ubiyadi. But you can't say I built it myself, because that's a lie. Because Anan said that you didn't build it yourself. The fact that you could say lakuach ubiyadi, that doesn't matter. That's a migo b'makom edim means. You're lying. When you say Taina B, you could have said Taina A, and you would have gotten away with it. Yeah, so you're a stupid liar. I don't know why you're lying. I don't know what's wrong with you, but it doesn't matter. Because when you say B, it's lie. Because Anan said that you built the wall together. The other Rishonim don't acknowledge Tosfos' entire category here. The Rashba, I said, not the one I gave you, explicitly denies this. He says, you can't work backwards for the Leidas HaSafek. If we didn't see the wall before, and we first enter here, and we now see it on one side, if we have no evidence, no umdana, that the wall was built b'shutfus, the guy has mosakas. He can claim it's his. Not a problem. Eli Melech.
Can the migo work in both directions? Either you could claim that he bought it from him, since he could have claimed that it was his to begin with, therefore the reason that he bought it. And then on the other way, he could also claim that.
No, it only goes one way. To say amigo, you have to start with a given.
Right.
The given, there's no given, aharbe. Then you say lakuach, and you say lakuach biyadi, Tosfos says you win. We believe you bought it from him. In other words, we assume you were shutfim once upon a time, but shutfim only can impose upon each other so much. What's that?
Meaning because it would have been easier to claim that you built it yourself.
No. Generally speaking, you start out with a presumption that which is in your hands belongs to you. But if we have something that undermines it, like you were shutfim originally, then you can't claim chazaka. But if you were shutfim originally, but the stuff has been sitting in your shus for 8 months just sitting here in a pile, now that shutfus element is no longer strong enough to undermine your mosakas. What's that?
What's that?
Nothing to do with miga. No miga. It just, then you have nemonis. Normally when it's, as the Rif says here, and the Rif doesn't read like Tosfos or the Rashba in this respect, he doesn't introduce Shau Harbe. So the Rif just says, you see from this Gemara, you see from Gimel Amin Aleph, like the Rif says, you see that anything that was Becheska Shutfen, that now one party is holding onto, he can't claim Chazaka. You need Edom. You need Edom that you bought him out. You need a Shtar that you bought him out. I don't know if the Rif would buy into this. I don't know. He doesn't say you buy into this idea that, well, it sat there a long time, so now you're meant to say lakuach ubiyadi. Maybe, I don't know. It's logical, but he doesn't say that. But the point is, if you do accept that, you can say lakuach ubiyadi, you're accepting it on its own face, not amiga. So the amiga would only go the other way. The amiga would say, you could have said lakuach ubiyadi, and you would have won. You would have believed straight up. But now you say, I built the wall myself. So on Daf Dalad Amud Beis for Tosfos, there's no to know one way or the other who built that wall. So since you could say A, you're believed when you say you built the wall yourself. But in the mission, what the mission is adding, if in the mission you weren't able to force the other party to build, so it would be the same thing. In other words, you could say I built the wall myself because you could have said Lakoch Biyadi, if Shel Harbe. But once the Mishnah says that one party can force the other to build, so now you could say Lakoch Biyadi. But if you say I built it myself, we say liar, liar. You didn't build it yourself.
I mean, in theory, that it would be ego if not for it being internally contradicted.
Correct. And the ego only works when the tiny you're saying, you had a tiny you could have made and you would have won. And you could just have easily have made that tiny. A. And B, that the tiny that you're saying now is not, as they would say in the Beis Medrash, an often a sheker. And it can't be an explicit outright sheker. So Tosfos says here that because of the Nansadeh, your tiny I built the wall myself is an outright sheker.
Right? I mean, it seems like it's even stronger than that. It's not, like it's not just that it's sheker, but that to make that tiny would undermine the very ego. Because if we're assuming the only reason why you could have said Makoh Hibiyadi was because you could have forced him to build it.
No. You're not this, no. You're not meant to say lakuach ubiyadi because it's in your rishus and it's been sitting there a long time. So despite any previous ownership, whatever the previous ownership was, shutfus or not shutfus, I'm not meant to say lakuach ubiyadi. That standard is all right, independent about what you say about the wall's origins. It doesn't undermine that at all. It just says that it's nice that you could have said A, but you said B and B isn't true. So we're done with you. We're done with you. Right, your judge, a matter in court, a case is adjudicated based upon the taina of the plaintiff. Right, that's what, and the defendant, but that's what is adjudicated. You said I built a wall. That's a lie. As far as we're concerned, it's a lie. So you lose. Yeah, and you can't turn around and you can't be toin v'chos over toin based on. You made your case, but you lied, and therefore, the wall remains b'shufas. Ah, in other words. We started out with a presumption it was b'shutfus because you could force him. You're claiming otherwise. Your claim is a lie. So therefore, we're left with our presumption, which is you built the wall b'shutfus, even if it sat in your rishus for 12 months. So the real lekudas ha-machlokas, there's a textual machlokas, which we'll read the Rashbat to see how he deals with. What do you do with the Chazis Gemara? But the core debate, it seems to me, is over this idea. And I wish I had given you the other Rashba, the idea that if I can project back in time, but I never saw it. In other words, what we call the Leidas HaSafek. The Leidas HaSafek in reality here is when the wall fell and now it's in one person's Rishus. Tosis is saying is that we can project back. We know this wall. We can see these are a wall that fell. And we can project back in time, even though that's a time past. And since if we were to project back in time at that time, both of them were muhsakim equally or not muhsakim, and it would be a suffix for us who, in the case not muhsakim, would be a suffix for us who it belonged to. You can't get muhsakos now. Because we can envision a prior time where nobody was muhsak. And the other Rishonim say, no, that's not true. You can't go back in time to be in an amorphous state. It's like being chosel l'tov vavo. Only if you could go back in time. If you know that this wall was built b'shutfus, how do you know? Because one party could force the other. Now you see the wall fallen and the stone's broken, the stone's on the ground. So since you can recognize that this, in fact, was the cheskas shnehem before the wall fell, you can see that now. And it's not that you wouldn't understand the metzias then. You would know exactly. It was shutfus. So there, then we say, that you can't get a chazaka now, and lefikach hamakom vanishul shneim. But if in fact we couldn't project back in time to have them both muhsakim, to know what it was, then we don't project back in time. And the first time we're encountering this is when one guy is holding the stuff. He wins. So let's finish the Tosfos and then do the Rashba, and maybe things will be a little clearer together. Elimelech, please read. The third to last full line. Velo dami legodras. All right, so the question is, Tosus laid a claim, which is that if you leave your stuff in the hands of a shutta for a long enough time, for months, he doesn't say 3 years, not 3 years, but months and months, that the other person can claim chazak on that he bought it from you. So, but what about godros? So why can't you do that by godros? So he says they're not similar, because by godros, here's the catch, when my sheep disappear on me, I know that they're my sheep and I want my sheep back, but I don't know where they are. So my silence can't be taken as proof. But here, when the stones fall, I know exactly where they are. Okay. Continue. Okay, so no, that this everything sort of, so Tosus explains, he's just explained what the Gemara and Daf Gimel is saying. The Gemara and Daf Gimel is saying that Pshita, that even though the wall fell onto one side, one person's property, because had we seen the wall standing, it would have been Becheskas nobody. You can't get a chazak on it now. We would have been Mesupak from the first moment. Therefore, you can't get a chazak on it. Tfisa doesn't work. Okay? Now, the Gemara's answer was, so the Gemara says, I would have thought. So then the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says Pshita, then the Gemara says no. It's a case where it was in one person's rishus for a long time. The Gemara says it's in one person's rishus. Tosus adds, for a long time. So I would have thought that one party can keep it. Kamash malan what? Kamash malan? But he has a migo. And says, why can't I say I built the whole wall? Because if I said I bought the wall from him, because it's been sitting on my side of the chutzar for 8 months, you'd believe me. Why don't I have a migo? The answer is Kavan. Okay. Now Tosus adds a line at the end, which is I was talking about earlier in the Rashba. Right. The Mishnah said, "Lefikach nafal kosel hamakom avadim shoshneim." There's of course hamakom shoshneim. Of course hamakom shoshneim. Why? Because no one's mosak on it even now. Tosus claims when the wall was standing, no one was mosak on it. Now the wall has fallen, so somebody's mosak on the wall. So it says that, by that logic, though, the karka, nobody was mosak on. So it's a regular case of mamana muta basafek b'cholkin. Okay. I hope that is clear. There is only one problem with Tosus. It's a problem, Rush. Gabe asked me this question, which Nisim, I assume, means you're part of this also. How do we know, according to the first Lashon of Tosfos, how do we know that it was built by both of them? According to the first Lashon of the Gemara, Tosus quotes. How do we know that the wall was built by both of them? We're in a chatzer. There's no chazas here. How do we know that it was built by both of them? Not a trick question. I mean, Tosus says it beferish, but Ephraim, what? Yeah, because kanu's emizah. Now, the only reason why it's binding is because according to the first lashon of the Gemara. It's because Ratzu, because they agreed to build the wall. How do we know that they built the wall b'shrukvus? The answer is because they agreed to build the wall. Once I agree and make a kinyan, now I can force you to keep, we can each force each other to keep out into the bargain. Okay. Very nice. So by a chatzer, according to the Lishna Basra of the Gemara, It's pashut. Why? Why, you know, one can force the other to build a wall, bal karcho? Not because they made a kinyan, just because that's the din. Hezek v'yishmei hezek. So, but if you take the first lashon, which is the reason why you can force them to build a wall, it's because they made a kinyan. The only way we know that, of course, is that we have Aden that they made a kinyan. Now, Tosis is distinguishing what two things in the Mishnah, what two sugyas in the Gemara. Kosel Chatzer and Kosel Beka. What does the Mishnah say by Kosel Beka? Imratzu, which has to mean L'chulei Alma. They made a kinyan. So then, Bonanes HaKosel Be'emtza, Lefikach, Im Nofal, HaMakom Avanam Shoshnehem. It's the exact same thing. So when the Gemara says, now the whole thing falls apart. In other words, the reason why, if neither one made a chazis, the Gemara assumes they would still split it, even if all the ones were shus, is because kanu, and like the first half, there are edim. Because if as Tosa says in his opening line, if there are no edim who remember that they made a kinyan to build a mechitza in the chatzer, then you can't force the other party, and the whole thing falls apart. The Mishnah falls apart. So how is Bika different than Chatzer? The Rashba asked the question, the second Rashba, you did it. The second Rashba asked the question, is given according to the Lishna Kama, the din is fundamentally the same, why does the Mishnah split it over two? Just teach us the entire din by Chatzer. But for Tosos, the problem is worse. The Rashba is asking a literary question. Why did the Tana feel the need to waste ink? But for Tosos, the problem is much deeper. He constructed his entire edifice on the fact that Chatzer and Bika are different, even according to the Lishna Kama. Now, one thing I was tempted to say, which is totally wrong, is that Tosis is really, the whole discussion only takes place in the Lishna Basra. Fat. I don't believe that. Right, we agree? That's ridiculous? You can say that's ridiculous. It was my suggestion, but I okay. So how then do you explain? Frank, did you hear the question? Oh, thank you for being honest, because if you don't, maybe many people don't. Tosus's approach, Tosus understands that in the case of Chatzer, in the Mishnah, with Lefikach, and the case of Bika and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the reason why you split is fundamentally a different reason. In the Mishnah, you split because there's evidence that you were shutfim. In the Bika case on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, if there were to be no chazis on either side, the reason you would split is simply because if we saw the wall when it was standing, we wouldn't know whose wall it is. And now that it falls down onto one side, you can't get mochzakas now. That's agreed? And so Tosus kasha was, but wait, why does the Mishnah have to offer the reason that we know they're shutfim because one could force the other to build a wall? Just say the same thing as we said on Dalet Amud Beis. Wall in a chatzer, two parties on either side, wall falls. If we saw the wall standing, we know it belongs to. So now that it fell, you can't be mosak on it. So Tosus was mechadesh in a chanami, that would be the din, except there's a difference. In terms of the attribution of the wall to dual ownership, in the Mishnah's case, it's an anan sade. Because one can force the other, we know that they built the wall b'shutfis. In the case on Dalet Amud Beis, when you can't force the person to build a wall, we don't know that they built the wall b'shutfis. We don't even assume they built the wall b'shutfis. We just by default, because we can't assign one to one or the other, you can't get mochzakos after that. So the kasha, that's clarifying? But the kasha is, if you read the Mishnah, it's the exact same din. Right? The case of the dual chazis, and the Gemara saying, don't have a chazis, is imratzu, which means they made a kinyan to do it, bonin es hakosel be'emtza, lefikach, im nafal, hamakom, hakosel hamakom manu shashnayim. So that's mamish this case. Why, now, how do we know that they built the wall b'shutfis in the chatzer? Because they agreed to. How do we know they agreed to? How do we know kanu Ephraim? The answer is because we have edim. Presumably it's the exact same thing in the second half. Eli Melech.
Reading a similar assumption in Rosh Chodesh is that Chazi simply doesn't work.
Doesn't solve Tosus' problem. Tosus says, remember, the rule of Tosus is the absence of a chazis is not evidence of anything.
Right,
Tosus assumes...
Having chazis, meaning having it there, can at the very least clarify...
But having no chazis tells you nothing. For Tosfos, two chazises, shutfis. One chazis belongs to the chazis guy. No chazises, I have no idea. Ephraim. Excuse me. Can you read me the language? What does the Mishnah say? Bonus akos of emtsa. You know, in the second part of the Mishnah. The fika. Im osu midash nehem, bonus akos of emtsa. It doesn't have to. What's that? You're almost there. Finish the thought. How do you know the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah, can't be talking about there were Edom? Because you don't need the Chazis. Gabe, isn't that obvious? It is now, isn't it? You said it. But it's obvious once you hear it. It's like, of course. The simple reading, by the way, what most Rishonim assume, not like Tosfos, is the Reisha and the Seifa have two different kinds of evidence. The Reisha is Edom to the Kinyan, to build the Mechitza, and the Seifa is Edom to the Chazis, or absence of Chazis. Because they, of course, assume, most Rishonim other than Tosfos assume, that when you have no Chazis on either side of the wall, what is the assumption? What does no chazis on either side mean for most for the Rashba?
Same thing as
two chazises. That's what Rashi said, that when you have no chazis on either side of the wall, that's proof that both of them built it. Because if only one of them had built it, he would have put a chazis up. He's not an idiot. Eli Mela.
I mean, in light of that.
Let me finish the thought. So the key is, for most Rishonim, it's not a problem because no chazis is evidence. The fact that we're talking about chazis, l'chulei alma, means there are no eitim. For the Rashba, there are no eitim, but there's no chazis on either side, so that's evidence. For Tosos, the fact that we're talking about chazis means there were no eitim, but there's also no evidence, because for Tosos, no chazis is no chazis, that's all. So that's what the reason why Tosos can say that the Gemara is dealing with a case where there are no Edim Shehiknu Zemizah is because the Mishnah is clearly not dealing with that. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking about Chazis. And once you say that, and you say which Tosos says, that the absence of a Chazis on either side is evidence of nothing, then you can reach Tosos' conclusion that we have a scenario in which there's no evidence whatsoever who built the wall. It's a total blank suffix. But because we know that it was a total suffix, and now it falls, neither one can get mochsakus. Nissim, are you satisfied with that answer? It's very clear. I don't know if you said it, Gabe said it to me in conversation. It's clearly correct. It's the only way to explain things. The kash is so good that it has to be the teretz because nobody else asks it. But it's unique to Tosos, this idea that in the second half, there's actually no evidence at all on the wall. There's no evidence on the wall, which does allow for what to happen, amigo, because it won't be amigo b'malkam eidim. Eli Melech, what were you going to ask? And then Gabe.
If both cases are simply trying to find evidence to establish under what circumstances was this wall built, you can actually have a pretty strong view of the Mishnah, which is that in the first case, the evidence comes from prior to building the wall, namely that Kenyan, which is why it's framed as imuratsu. So it's the Kenyan environment they both wanted to. That's the evidence that after that, they actually built it together. In the
Sefer,
it doesn't say
it says him asumi dashnayim, but the problem is, I agree, that might.
I mean, what in fact you did, that's the evidence.
So that just fits in with the idea, the fact that we're talking about a chazis. what makes me reluctant is because it says bonin esak. In other words, if im asu midashtem, just this post facto, well, guess what? Im asu midashtem, they can do whatever they want. To say bonin esakosa beemsa suggests that they could be forced to build a bamsa, even though one doesn't want. And that would only be true, not if they built it together, but if they first made a kinyan to do it. Then one party can force the other. Because you can say, when we made a stam kinyan is we go 50-50 on everything. Gabe?
Are we saying that there were Edom at the kinyan and there's no longer present?
No. You don't need Edom.
If there were no Edom, then we still have the question, what's bonus akosa? If that implies that they...
No, once you... So if you say... you could say first they can make a kinyan, and we could be saying there's a moral obligation to do so.
Bonus kosa just means that they each have to, not because we could force them to, but just because.
Correct. Yes, correct. I think you're correct in that.
You prefer to say that than just say that there were Edom who are no longer here.
Even without Edom, there's still.
That's sharp. But yeah, I think so. I think the point is that the reason why you use it, there are two reasons to use chazus as a proof. Either because you have no Edom, or because the Edom might drop dead, right? It's a good move to use a chazus, not rely upon the Edom. But I think that I suspect Tosis, I don't really care which way you want to read it. The one point I want to make very clear is, do you need Edom for the Kinyan to be valid?
No.
So the general rule you should be aware of, there's actually an important, the Shach will collect them in the first Shach in Simen Lamed Dalet and Choshen Mishpat. He collects a number of examples, but the most famous, it's a Gemara you should know. You should just keep it in your back pocket in the third parak in Kiddushin. The Gemara has a shayla. If a man marries a woman, and there's one aid, and they're both moed that they got Kiddushin. So the Gemara's maskana is they're not mekudashos, because that's edus lakiyam adavar. It's like zera shava. It's a very problematic zera shava, because davar mimomo by mamo, and you don't require edim. The Gemara goes on to explain that by most mamonos, two of the Amoraim came and asked the third Amora, the two of us who would never back out, do we need, we're dividing, I think, the father's estate, I think it was, do we need Edom? And the answer was, lo ivre sade ela l'shakare. The only reason why you need witnesses is for the chashash, someone will lie. So that's true by almost all dinei mamonos. It's kiddushin is the one example that's clearly edus l'kiyum hadavar, where the Edom actually wants to make the kiddushin. I know that, who's your misad there? That must be a very complicated question. Very complicated. Okay, fine. So understand, you think that your father's marrying you. He's not. He's just in a charade up there. You know who's really marrying you?
Yeah.
Well, you are performing the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. The Edom are the ones who are making the wedding. So the rabbi, the concept of the rabbi performing a wedding, and those terminology, I think it's a very Christian concept, in which the pastor or the priest actually is the one who consecrates, solemnizes the marriage. If you look in statutes, that's the way it's formulated. Right? To solemnize the marriage is what the pastor or the priest does. Rabbis don't solemnize marriages. Edom do. Okay, and there are a couple of things that Shach has in Dinei Mamonos where Edom might matter on the Kenyan. But outside of that, lo ivrei sadeh lo shakari. So I don't know that it matters that much which way you choose between them. Okay. All right. So I think, what?
I said hopefully his wife is married.
Listen, whenever I say it's strange that, you know, if I talk about a couple, it's fine. But when someone mentions a woman, said, oh, yes, I married her. Right. I mean, I performed the ceremony, help arrange the ceremony.
I think my father.
Officiated, yes. Okay, fine. All right. Yes, a lot. I've also, several number have gotten divorced, unfortunately, so. Okay. So, tomorrow this is the plan. You say I went a little longer than expected because this is what tends to happen when I've been sick, but I'm on the mend, is that I say this series, the Torah is mechazik me. It starts to fire me up. So, tomorrow we'll have Iyun Shir. I want to finish up the sugya. And I want to discuss a little bit that one particular question. One of you was talking about this with me. The Machlokas HaRishonim, which the Rashba references, if you have a Chatzir She'en Bo Din Chaluka, Lishna Basra, and you see a wall there, you know they agreed to divide it up. But cannot one party say he agreed to divide it up on the condition that I would provide the land and the materials? If you don't have Edom, that they made that they agreed to divide it up in the first place. If you have Eidim that they made a kinyan to divide it up, so then once you agree to divide up the chatzer, then once you divide the chatzer, so now each party can force the other to build the wall because of Isaac Ria. But supposing you don't have those Eidim, all you see is that after the fact, you see there's a wall in a chatzer shelo din chalukah. So could not one party say, well, he only agreed to. The stones fell on my part, and I'm telling you the following. I get to keep the stones because that dude, he agreed to divide up the chatzer, but only on the condition that I had to pay for the wall. So that's my wall. So that's a machlokas harishonim. So we have to talk about that a little bit, the question, main hochem amamanach harov, and so on. So we'll finish that, God willing, tomorrow. And we'll see, depending on family morning, whether or not we'll have shilonj. Are there any questions? Any other questions?